This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 a ticket at Ford Field from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. I'm Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Scott, any big plans for this weekend?
Not yet. No, and I really should start thinking about that with no Michigan, Michigan State being played on Saturday.
Yep.
So, time to think about
what
I want to do. Yeah, I think with if the weather is going to be cooperative, then maybe it's time to start doing some things outside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think about getting some lights ready to go.
Christmas lights?
Well, I like to put – they're just – the lights I have are like white lights. So – and in my backyard, it makes me happy when they're up. It really does, I got to tell
you. Now, are these like year-round patio lights, or are you talking about specific
holiday
lights? No,
these are they're like Christmas lights, but they're – but I put them up in the holiday season. And,
okay.
And they're just white, although I do have – some also that are red and green.
Good for you.
That at some point I'll probably add to it and put those on too. But for right now, I've got a fence around the pond so the dog doesn't go into the pond.
Right.
Not that she would. I mean, she's used to not having a fence around the pond. But just while it's getting ready to – now there's a netting on top of the pond because we've kind of closed it up for the season. So – I like to put the lights around the fencing and through the fencing. It looks kind of cool. So it makes me happy. And, you know, I want to be happy.
Yeah,
so what makes me happy is going to make me happy.
Okay, well, a few things. We talked about the Pistons. They've won 6 of 7. Another great fourth quarter from Cade with 19 points. Finished with in the fourth quarter, finished with 31-10. Jalen Duren, look, he's a lob specialist, but now he's getting out running the floor a little bit more. He had 22 points and 22 rebounds. I don't know how many people saw this. The Asar Thompson touches per game stat, his touches per game from his first 2 years went from 31 to 33. This year he's averaging 56 touches per game.
Good.
Obviously being way more involved.
Way more involved, yes, which is great. Something else, I watched Pistons Live afterwards after the game was done, and they were interviewing Jalen Duren, and hearing him talk about how much he loves and relishes his role with this team. He loves setting picks. He knows he's a big guy. He goes, I love getting into the lane and feeling an elbow and getting clocked here and there. He goes, I love it. I think it's great. And he goes, I love the role. I love my teammates. This is a team guy, and I don't know if he's just saying that just to say it because he didn't get the extension just yet, which will likely come at the end of the season. I'm sure that they'll sign him. But I really genuinely think that he does love his role, being a rim protector.
Yeah.
And playing defense and setting the picks and doing the dirty stuff and being the tough guy who also can have a night where he's going to score 20 or 30 points and bring down 20 rebounds. It's fun to have a guy – like that, who's completely engaged in the defensive side of the ball, because we've seen how successful a team can be when you play defense. It's not a popular thing to do in today's NBA, but I got to believe that you know, today's NBA, you got to score, and we all know that. And you got to have shooters. And if you have that, great. But if you have a team that plays defense, then all of a sudden you become a contending team. And more guys that buy in, the better. And that, I think, was a big difference to last year's team when we asked J.B. Bickerstaff about it. He's like, yeah, we had guys buy into defense. That's the big difference. And to have Isaiah Stewart healthy again is another big reason why this team's off to the start that they're off to.
In the meantime, big game coming up for the Lions on Sunday to get back on track and to make everybody in Detroit just relax a little bit. playing a bad team doesn't solve any issues when you're being held up to a Super Bowl standard. But playing a bad team and getting a win is important coming off this past performance against Minnesota. I went back and watched the Minnesota game again, and I felt better last night when I realized I think they win this game, not comfortably, but I think they win the game if David Montgomery doesn't fumble and if the Lions don't have two catastrophic special teams plays, the blocked field goal and the return that set up Minnesota in plus territory on their first drive. And I don't think those things are likely to happen again. And, you know, they've played some games where they haven't. There's always, you come out of a game, I think there's always a checklist of things that you'd like to be better. But this one, I realized, without these catastrophic errors, I think they win this football game. And I don't think they're stuff we need to. I think we do need to worry about the O-line, okay? But I don't think we need to worry about David Montgomery having a fumbling problem, and I don't think we need to worry about special teams having catastrophic errors. I think it can happen, but those aren't things that are likely to keep happening. O-line, concern. I'm with everybody else on that. But I think they're good enough to even win games with that O-line performance. Just got to be buttoned up in other places that you typically are buttoned up.
Yeah, and we've seen this year where the offensive line has played very well and opened up holes in the game, and they've run the ball effectively. But I think by and large, it's been a disappointment with the running game this year. And where they're at after eight games, I think they would admit that too, that they'd expect to be better off in that aspect of the game. Because that changes everything. If you're able to run the ball, you're able to throw the ball better and more effectively. And they're throwing the ball just fine right now. But if they continue to flounder in the running game, then teams are going to get after the quarterback. And we saw Minnesota change some things up at the line of scrimmage. They showed the Lions stuff that they hadn't seen from Minnesota. They've seen it from other teams, but they didn't expect it to come from Minnesota. And they weren't as prepared as they should have been. And it played a massive role in why it was, you know, everybody attacked the quarterback for a large portion of that game. And they've got to figure that out. And I have confidence that the coaching staff will figure that out and be better. I don't think it's ever going to be elite with this group up front, but it can be better. And that's what they need to be. I think you're 100% right that there were a couple plays that really, really cost them. And are they uncharacteristic? Yeah. And when you put those uncharacteristic plays in the same game, it's a perfect storm and a perfect recipe to not win a game against a team that you probably should have beat.
Well, and Washington's a team they should beat. Defensively, Washington 28th in yards allowed per game, 22nd in points allowed per game, 19th in yards allowed per rush. They are 30th in quarterback rating against. They are 19th in quarterback pressures. Now, they have gotten home quite a bit, 13th in sacks, but really this is a good matchup for Detroit. The other story today that is just tragic and disturbing is the passing of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealand, the Western Michigan product, who was just 24 years old. And as the details come out, story here, and you might have heard in the update, but from the Dallas Morning News, at about 10:33 last night, the Texas Department of Public Safety troopers attempted to stop a vehicle, this is from the Dallas Morning News, for a traffic violation on the northbound lanes of the Dallas North Tollway near Keller Springs Boulevard. The driver refused to stop, resulting in a pursuit where the troopers lost sight of the vehicle. The vehicle was later located abandoned and had been involved in a crash in the southbound lanes of the Dallas Parkway near Warren Parkway. Initial reports show that Nealand fled the scene on foot. Officers established a perimeter and searched the area with assistance of a canine and drone units, though it's not clear from whom police received information that Nealand had expressed suicidal thoughts DPS troopers, along with Frisco police, found the driver kneeling dead at about 1:31 a.m. from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I mean, a tragic story.
That's awful.
And, obviously thoughts and prayers to anybody that may have known, and certainly, you just hope that people, when they're disturbed, they can seek help.
Yeah, it's tragic in any age, but when you hear somebody who's 24 decides to take their own life, it hits harder, and that's tough. It's awful.
Grand Rapids kid, went to high school in Wyoming, Michigan, played at Western Michigan from 2019 to 2023. And sad story today, and certainly thoughts and prayers to anyone who knew him with his Michigan ties. And you wonder, I mean, was he just had some...
Don't know.
Undiagnosed mental issues, or I hope... Well, I don't know. I don't know what I hope. It's an awful story. All right, straight ahead. We said we'd get back to the Lions, and Dan Campbell will play. Those two questions. Have you ever thought about saying F them picks, and why did you not make trades? We will get to that coming up today, starting at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson. Open lines, 248-539-9797 here on 97.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. All right, so look, it's a huge story, and it's, you know, I know top of mind with people. And whenever you hear explanation from what the people that we've come to, you know, most for the most part trust, like Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, but they're not perfect. And certainly we've talked about any failings that they've had, but what they're trying to do is tough, and what they're trying to do is unprecedented. Bring a Super Bowl to Detroit, and they've got themselves in the conversation, which is cool, but there's much debate over the path to get there. And that's the trade deadline came and went. No major moves were made. So, Dan Campbell, if you ever thought, did you and Brad ever talk about F them picks?
I'm curious about this. How is this question brought about? Like, how was it phrased? Did somebody actually say?
Kang, you listened to the press conference. We talked about it before the show today. How was this question phrased? Do you remember?
Yeah, my apologies to the reporter who asked it, but he brought up Les Snead and, you know, the Brad Holmes background. He did say, you know, there's that F them picks mentality. You know, how do you guys feel about that?
He actually said F them picks. All right.
I mean, everyone knows it at this point, so yeah.
No, I know it. I was curious how, like, if you're going to ask that question, how do you frame it in a press conference form to try to see professional without saying F them picks?
Well, apparently he just said that.
Good for him.
So did Brad and Dan ever talk about it? Here is what Dan Campbell said. Okay, good. I don't think you should have hard and fast rules in sports. I think it's silly. I think it's not reacting to the market. You have to keep everything in context. And, you know, some years the players that are available at the trade deadline are real difference makers. Other years they might not be. And so, you know, I'm guessing there's a bunch of people out there that don't believe him, that don't believe that they have these conversations and that they'd actually do it. But
I mean, I would find it hard to believe that it wouldn't have a conversation like that, because they're still guys, right? And guys talk.
Right.
We talk all the time about stuff like that. And they're actually in the business, so I would imagine, of course, they've talked about it. But I don't know if anything would ever get to a realistic, heavy, deep discussion about it unless there was a player that they could acquire that was worthy of the F them picks mentality. And when I say worthy of it, not only does the player have to be great, but the player has to be available to them for more than just a rental. And that's what I got out of that. Like, he said something to the effect of, if he even said rental, or what the word he used there, but it made it seem like,
we're not going to give all those picks for just 1 year.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. So what? But would they for somebody who had, like, a couple years? Like, if Sauce Gardner made sense for the Lions, would they have done that?
If Sauce Gardner was a all-pro guard.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Would they have made that move to give up a couple of first-round picks and a player? I mean, probably not for a guard, but would you give up a first-round pick for a guard that you'd have control over for a few years? I think, yes, they would. It depends on the right player and the right circumstances. And, you know, this trade deadline comes and goes, and it didn't look like that player was there that made sense for the Lions. It made sense for the Cowboys to go ahead and get Quinnen Williams. It made sense for the Colts to get Sauce Gardner. But and could either of those players have helped the Lions? Of course. Yeah, they're great players. But did it make sense for the Lions to try to get in the sweepstakes for the defensive back? It may have made more sense a few weeks ago.
Well,
but I think now that the priority ended up being an offensive lineman for this team, and they still didn't make the trade.
Here's the other thing that he sort of is just a reminder. They've drafted so well that they want to keep the players they've drafted. Because they want to keep the players they've drafted, money in the future is spent. because money in the future is spent in a cap league, they're going to have so much of the cap used up by the veteran players that are good players that they have signed that they need to replenish other starting positions with cheaper players. What are cheaper players? Future draft picks. They're draft picks that help balance the books. And I remember in the Red Wings, there was a time when the Red Wings were trying to make things work, and I can't remember who the player was, but we were discussing how much more production they were getting out of a specific player who was getting paid nothing. But because he was playing so well, it allowed the Red Wings to basically have this player on a steal. I don't know why I brought this up. I can't even think of the damn player's name. It's a useless point. But when you're trying to balance the books, that's why they value the draft pick so much. Now, I'd be interested to go back and see if any of the Rams' moves were for a rental.
Yeah, I mean, the Jalen Ramsey trade I thought was for multiple years.
Yes,
and
so
they gave
up Stafford.
A bunch of picks for him. Stafford
multiple years. But
and then they re-upped with Stafford.
Yep. Now, if the disconnect between what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes believe, based upon that answer, and what some of the people that call our show is, they're not thinking at all about 2027 or 2028 or 2029. They want a Super Bowl right now, and they want as many resources poured into winning a Super Bowl right now. Do I understand that philosophy? Yes, I do. I do. I think there's multiple ways you could do it. I'm not convinced, though, that they aren't going to not only win one, but be in the mix for multiples. Because if you're drafting well, you're constantly replenishing the roster with talent. The cap makes it tough. And so are they going to come up short of their ultimate goal? I'm not betting against them. Like, I mean, right now, if I had to bet my professional career, will Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell win a Super Bowl together in Detroit? Sure. I believe that.
No, you're thinking.
I'll quit my job. I'll quit my job.
How many years do you have left, really, Doug?
Not many. Come on. I'll quit my job.
It's an empty bet. No, but I hear what you're saying, and I think that's the thing, is that these guys.
Walking away.
These guys aren't thinking about here and now, and this is the only opportunity. These guys have they're thinking about the future, because these guys that they've re-signed, and there's a litany of them, that they've signed long-term, that they expect this team to be ultra-competitive for the next several seasons. And I understand the philosophy with the FM picks in both ways. I see it. When you want to go for it, go for it. But I don't know if that player was there for them to really go ahead and say that at this point. And I understand what they're doing. You hang on to those picks because 4 years from now, you're going to need the cheap player, you know, or you're going to want to have – you're hoping that player is replacing one of these guys that's going to be expiring from his contract. Maybe that player's not as good as he was anymore, and you're certainly not going to want to give that guy a second contract that's going to pay them $30 million a year. So you need to have the guy you drafted 2 years ago, you know, to be the guy.
I just took it to 11, by the way. I just made a submit my resignation guarantee.
You kind of did.
All right, one more here from Dan Campbell. Why no trades? Why no trades?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's what the Lions coach had to say. Okay, well, that was Birchie, I think. As far as, I mean, that's another one of the vetting the person thing. They really, when you're a coach and you're a GM from one team, how much you dialed in on whether or not a player from another team would fit in your locker room? That seems like a tough thing. You could vet them at the draft a little bit, but what if it's a guy you didn't look at the draft?
I mean, it's tough. I think that's where you have to rely on your relationships you have with other teams,
yeah,
and the relationships you have with the players that you've had in your during your tenure, whether the guys are currently on the roster or not, to ask around and see. I think it's tough, and the Lions have set a standard really high of the character of the person that they want to bring in here.
Yep.
And maybe that's another little insight into why they haven't made the big splash at the trade deadline over the years. Then they need to move last year for sure. But the move wasn't a Max Crosby move. It wasn't a Trey Hendricks move. It was a Za'Darius Smith move. So it's a different level and different levels of risk. If you're going to risk giving up the picks, I feel like you really need to know who that player is.
Well, one thing that philosophy has paid dividends in that I always talk about nonsense. There's not a lot of nonsense with the Lions. Not a lot.
No.
I mean, every once in a while, a story will pop up. I mean, people make mistakes, but it felt like in the past, there was nonsense that got in the way of winning, whether it be locker room stuff, weird social media posts, guys with off-the-field issues that cost them playing time. I mean, it just – Their vetting has at least cut down on that. 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, coming up today at 12:45. The latest on Tarek Skubal, as there's more reporting of other teams that want to get involved here. And I want to know if you saw this highlight last night. If you didn't, it was hysterical. Somebody got caught. I want your take on it. We will get to that today at 12:32. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson here on The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are at Ford Field for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. We've talked to a lot of young people here. And Scott?
Doug?
Did you see Ovechkin's 900th goal?
I did not.
Okay. That's unfortunate. You're a big hockey guy, and I'm sure you will see. I'm sure the highlight will be available. But what I want to talk about is what happened after the goal.
Yep.
Jordan Binnington, the goaltender for the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, yeah.
For people who missed it, after the goal was scored, he reached into the goal, fished the puck out, and stuffed it down his goalie pants. What do you make of this move?
Well, first of all, I want to know if it was done like stealthily, like he really intended to take that puck home with him, or did he do it half-jokingly and say, of course, he knew that they were going to come looking for the 900th goal. He's the first player in history to have 900 goals. It's, I get it. It's one of those milestones because he hits a number, an even number, which we seem to really covet, even though the one that beat Gretzky is really the one that matters. So that's what I would have to ask. It sounds like, from what I've heard this morning from people talking about it, that no, he really intended to take that puck home with him. Now, which I find hysterical on a number of different levels. First of all, the fact that you even think that you can pull one over when there are cameras everywhere.
There are?
Yeah.
There are cameras everywhere?
Everywhere. Two, that you think that you were entitled to that puck and that you were going to get away with it. Okay, great. And the last is that you stuffed it down your pants. So, what is that? I mean, at some point you're going to skate over during a commercial break and go over to the bench and then fish it out of your hockey pants and hand it to the equipment guy and say, okay,
hang on to this. Yeah.
Because it just seems so stupid. The whole thing seems stupid. If he really was trying to scam that puck, it's not a good look. It really isn't a good look.
So, if he were smart, he would have had a bogus puck already stuffed down his pants. And he would have grabbed the real puck, stuck it in one side of his pants, and then when called upon, fished the bogus puck out.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
The switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, except the one he would give out would then be the one that was valued because, you know, he could say, oh, no, I held on to this other one. No one's going to believe him. Or unless, I don't know if there are chips in the puck at this point.
You have the watermark? The watermark? MLB puts a watermark on the puck.
There it is, the solution.
Kang, you are a collector. I don't know that you've collected any sort of memorabilia or valued anything with like a hockey puck. Do you have any idea to even ballpark what that puck might be worth?
No, this is something where you let the market decide. Obviously, you can look at some comparable comps, which would be like other big significant goals. Obviously, no one's had 900 before. But yeah, just big time goal like Wayne Gretzky's, you know, 7th and 800, you know, all that stuff. You just kind of go off that, but then the market has changed as well. The player matters as well. I couldn't ballpark it. I didn't do research. I could give you what the others, you know, significant pucks have sold for. But this is a pretty good one, and I totally understand why Jordan Binnington would want to take this one. This is hilarious.
This isn't finder's keeper's world. This is like, because if a ball gets hit into the stands or in a baseball game, that's
different. That's negotiation. Different. Yeah. This is, you fish the puck out of the net and you give it to the guy and he gives it to the equipment guy. They put a piece of tape on it and then write on it 900 goal.
Oh, and 100%.
Then it goes to the Hockey Hall of Fame, you know, but this isn't, I mean, some deflected puck that ends up into the stands isn't worth anything because it just all it was a stoppage and play.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, if he was a real crook, Bennington, he would have had another puck already in his pants. Okay,
right.
And
yeah,
he would have gave that puck over.
That, yeah.
You know, like
yep.
so.
Yep.
I mean, this could be up there with. Honestly, this is such a big goal, and no one's ever done it. And like you guys mentioned, pucks like this, you can't just get this puck. A home run ball goes into the crowd. A
yep.
goal does not go into the crowd unless it went through the net somehow over the, you know, the boards, right? This would make it maybe even more significant and just harder to, I mean, this could be valued up there with like an Ohtani ball. I don't know. You know, like this is
18 seasons of 50 goal seasons.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous this milestone is. 18 years of 50 goal seasons. So I'm not saying it can't happen again. What I'm saying is it's going to take a while before this happens again. So I think this is a valuable piece of memorabilia.
There's kind of, I mean, there's a way I sift through this story. There's two things. One is, how much is the puck going to get? Two is, does the whole world hate Jordan Bennington now for being the selfish guy trying to sneak this puck away that he has no right to?
Has he spoken out yet?
I haven't heard anything.
I mean, because if I'm him and he haven't said anything yet, the next time you come into contact with the media, which may be a scrum after practice today or whatever, that you just laugh about it.
Yep.
And, like, of course, who wouldn't try to take that puck? No, I knew I wasn't going to be able to hang on to it. Just play it off like it's a gag.
Yeah.
Because if there's even a hint that you were dead serious in trying to steal that puck.
Dude, and it
or
doesn't
not
help.
Steal it. It just, or take that puck, I guess.
It doesn't help. And when you stick it down your pants, it's like, you know, because you're going to keep playing
right.
with a puck in your pants.
Right.
So it's not loose. It's not like you're acting like you didn't know. You were trying to sneak the puck out of the rink, because if he picked it out of the net and skated over to his own equipment guy and gave it to him, that would have been like, oh, I was just, you know. But by sneaking it, like, how do you defend? You can't say
you
I didn't
can't.
Know. You can't say I was trying to disguise that I had the puck.
That's why you have to use the phrase, I was just joking.
You think that's going to be
believable? I was kidding around. Well, I think it'll be believable if you're laughing hysterically while you're saying it.
Yeah.
Because you have to make a joke out of it. You can't, like I said, you can't give even a hint that you were serious about doing it, because you will be lambasted. You will be hated in every arena you go to. You'll be greeted with signs and chants. That are really unbecoming of who you are as a player.
I do wonder if this was the kind of thing that came up in the locker room before the game, or had been talked about, and the goalies were joking about it, or the players were joking. Hey, you should grab that puck. Yeah, I should grab that puck, because it sounds like the kind of thing that might start with a locker room conversation.
This is a goalie chat group. All right, whoever gets it, make sure that you take the puck and don't give them the satisfaction of ever seeing that puck again.
Yeah, well. It's probably not. He has some explaining to do, I guess.
Oh, they're explaining.
Yep.
I would have done the same thing, guys.
Would you?
Why not? This is. I mean, what's going to happen? They're not going to suspend him or anything. I mean,
no, they're not. He's just going to be considered.
No, he'll just be a pariah.
Yeah, I think people around the league won't like him.
Dude, this is. I don't know about that, man. Did you see the last Aaron Rodgers game versus the Colts? Every single Colt asked him for his jersey. Like, it was ridiculous, and he had to turn everybody down. Players know nowadays, memorabilia, jerseys, cleats, pucks, they want it, man. Bats, gloves, everything.
But there's a difference between asking somebody after the game for something of theirs as opposed to trying to confiscate the goal that
he took
that
a
sets
shot,
the milestone
dude.
Before anybody
else. That was his only shot, man. And hey, getting that thing was to just jock it. That's it. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's not coming back to you, dude.
He jocked the puck.
Yeah, and now so listen, like, I don't think this is definitely to me at least a six-figure puck. Does it get into the million-dollar range? Maybe some rich Russian billionaire, right? That depends. I mean, that all that matters. But this is an oligarch.
Bringing in oligarchs into the conversation.
So yeah, I mean, this puck could be incredibly valuable, but it is also hockey. So
now we're getting into something though. A conspiracy. Had an oligarch already reached out to Bennington?
There you go.
Said, I'll pay that puck, and you'll get the finder's fee.
It's going to go straight to the Oval Office.
No, interesting.
I think this is seriously. I think this is a. It would be a very expensive puck, but it's. I don't think it's going to go to auction. I think it's going to go straight to either the Hockey Hall of Fame or it goes to Alex Ovechkin.
Gator, you see that name I just underlined on that piece of paper there?
Right, yes.
There. Would you want him back? Would he be a good one to talk about in a Scooble trade?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got it.
How about any of those names? Because another team is apparently interested, and their writers are talking about what it might take to get him.
I mean, yes. I had to put it in the context. There's interest in that player.
Let's get to those names. Coming up next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Scooble trade stuff. And Major League Baseball free agency starts today, which has all the insiders writing about what they're hearing in the offseason. Buster Olney wrote of Tarek Skubal, the only thing in this situation, it seems, is sure is that Skubal will not sign a long-term deal with Detroit before he reaches free agency. Jesse Rogers from ESPN. Some believe the Tigers can still squeeze another playoff season out of him and then reassess under perhaps a new economic climate in baseball. Others believe Tigers president Scott Harris is too smart to let him walk for nothing more than draft pick compensation under the current system, with the hopes that whoever he might get in return helps the Tigers in 2026 and not just long term. Jeff Passan says everyone wants Skubal, the soon-to-be American League Cy Young Award winner, but as of now, the industry expects Detroit to hold on to him, even with free agency approaching after the 2026 season. There's a few things that are really interesting here, and that is one is the unpredictability of the next collective bargaining agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What if the compensation for a Cy Young Award winner is up to 3 first-round picks? Now, you don't get those right away, but I'm just making that up, okay?
Yeah.
But what we don't know, what Skubal doesn't know, what the Tigers don't know, what are those parameters? What if it's a hard cap? What if the result of this is a hard cap? Which seems unlikely, but if you start changing the rules, suddenly it changes the way you approach Skubal. And we don't know what the rules are. Now, baseball's coming off a wildly popular World Series with great TV ratings. People have talked about it as one
massive
of the great
ratings.
World Series ever played. So it stands to reason that baseball will have a lengthy work stoppage right after that happens. Because that's the way baseball, the season that baseball has killed in 94 was brutal.
And they almost killed a few years ago.
Yeah.
So getting to the bargaining table late.
Anyway, I have no faith in baseball getting this done when the sport is about as healthy in terms of fan popularity as it's been in a long time. With that said, we're trying to deal with a Skubal contract that may never get signed in Detroit. So do you trade him now to get something for him as opposed to losing him in free agency? Buster Olney suggested that Seattle, the Mets, and Boston could get involved. Now, the Mets, we had Steve Phillips yesterday. We played that soundbite from him on MLB Network, where he suggested right-handed pitching prospect the 46th best pitcher in baseball, prospect in baseball, who's ready to make his Major League debut this year. Brandon Sproat, former top starting pitching prospect. Brett Beatty, a third baseman with a 748 OPS and 18 home runs, who I believe is 25. And Luis Angel Jimenez, who's got elite speed and defensive skills. He doesn't really have the hit tool, but that those four players for Skubal could make sense. A writer for Boston.com wrote, Boston has the assets needed to pry a player like Skubal away from Detroit, be it MLB regulars like Jaron Duran, Willy Abreu, amongst them, or younger assets like Marcelo Mayer, Christian Campbell, Peyton Totty. Is that
Tolle.
How you pronounce it? Is it Totty?
T-O-L-L. I don't know if Totty or Toll.
Can't read my own writing here.
T-O-L-L.
Connelly Early and other trade chips. Jaron Duran is an outfielder who's 28 years old, who's got great speed. He's an OPS guy. He has a high OPS. He can hit for some power. He can steal your bases. He'll steal 20, 30 bases a year. And Marcelo Mayer is a guy that was talked about as a top prospect in baseball.
I've been hearing about Marcelo Mayer for a long time, and that the Tigers – didn't the Tigers pass on him to take somebody else?
I don't remember. Dude.
But it's – yeah, I've been hearing about him forever, and he's been a minor league guy, and then getting a chance to play in the majors has been okay. But, no, a package from Boston could be very intriguing. Durant's great.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be nice and might solve an issue that you have in the outfield. If you're ready to move on from Parker Meadows, then there's the guy. The prospects are intriguing. Peyton Tolley and Connolly Early are both left-handed pitchers. One of them is like 6'6". High strikeout guys, low ERA guys at this point in their careers at the minor league level. They both got a taste of Major League Baseball and didn't do great this past season, but what they were in the minors was great. And that's intriguing to get a couple of arms. And again, the Tigers organization does not have a bunch of starting pitching built in there where guys that are high-level prospects that you feel are can't-miss guys at the Major League level. I mean, it's just not built that way. They're built with the position players, and they need to get more pitching prospects. This would certainly populate that with better pitching prospects. And I think you got to be so careful because you have this amazing trade chip, and you don't want to blow it.
No.
With Tarik Skubal. Of course, every fan would rather just sign him.
Yep.
Let's just give him a long-term deal, give him a six-year, $300 million deal, and see if he takes it. You know, move on from there. But that's why this offseason is huge. They need to find out. They need to know. And maybe they already know that there's absolutely no way in hell that Scott Boras is not going to let his guy go to free agency.
Well, as I read those quotes, Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, they're kind of differing. Olney thinks there's no way he's signing in Detroit. Passan says that, you know, they may try and hang on to him, and because of the new collective bargaining agreement, you don't know what's going to happen.
Like, maybe you could buy yourself a very short-term extension.
2021 MLB draft, Jackson Jobe, they took him at 3. Marcelo Mayer, the shortstop, went 4. I'm always hesitant now. I'm getting to the point where I'm hesitant now with talking about these things because I don't want to create unrealistic expectations,
right.
Which eventually has.
Which you're doing.
For me
personally.
Well, but there's, I mean, it's being written in Boston.
Sure.
Right? It's floating names out there.
Wouldn't be the first time the Tigers have dealt a pitcher to Boston.
But honestly, if you're going to trade him, it has to be for a while, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can't just do it for, oh, okay.
I mean, this is I can't imagine a trade where you'd have to start digging and going, is this a good trade? We want to know right away. It has to be so good that we know right away it's a good trade.
Well, yeah, and you have to get – you're trading Tarik Skubal. I don't want just prospects. I need a guy who's going to be on my roster right now who's an all-star. Frankly, that's what you have – because you're giving up the best pitcher in baseball. If you're going to trade him, you're trading the best pitcher in baseball. You have to get all-star caliber players in return. Not guys that you think could be all-stars. Guys you know are all-stars. They legitimately are, like – Durant.
Yeah.
He is 100% bona fide in that regard. So, okay, you can see where it would start with a conversation like that, that you have to get a player in return in addition to prospects because it's not just going to be a player. I mean, it's not a one-for-one swap. We're not doing that.
Oh, no.
You can do one-for-one swaps at the trade deadline for a rental. You know, you want a Cespedes for somebody like the Tigers have done in the past. That's fine. Okay, you can do that. But that's not – this is Tarik Skubal. And
right.
This is a whole different ball game, and you're assuming that you have to also know that the Red Sox, for them to make a trade, they have to have assurances too. So you got to bring Scott Boras in the conversation, because if Boras is hell bent on getting his client to free agency, does that mean he's hell bent on doing it regardless of who they trade him to? Because that team that's trading for him. You know, how big of a risk, how much of a chance are they going to take that they could lose him for nothing?
I suspect that Boras would go to them and say, here's a contract we'd sign and we want an out after every season, a player option, because that's what he did with Bregman. The other team, the Mariners, full disclosure,
bring your nephew back?
My nephew's name is showing up. And I don't know if these bloggers know what they're talking about, right?
Right.
But... you know, the Mariners have interest in him, and of course, he went to Seattle University. Did Skubal, but
Skubal, right?
Yeah. You know, we'll see.
But if you're going to give me somebody from the Mariners, I want someone from their active roster.
Sure.
Someone who's good, good.
Sure.
You know, hey, yep. Okay, Julio Rodriguez. Can we talk?
There's no way they're.
That's
not,
what I'm saying.
Not exactly.
That's if you're the Tigers. That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, you want. Like, I've looked at these players, like, why are the Mets giving up on – why would the Mets give up on Brett Beatty and Luis Angel Jimenez? And I'm like, well, they have some redundancy in these guys. But I got to tell you, I like them both in the Tiger lineup, especially if you're getting two young arms along with it, as Steve Phillips projected. And I like Durant a lot with the Tigers, especially if you're getting a bunch of prospects with him, because you have to help the 2020. You have to help the 2026 Tigers.
Yeah,
they go. They're going to go into next year, and they're going to have Flaherty. They're going to have Job. Is Job back? No, it's Reese Olson. Now, if Reese Olson back,
comes back,
don't know if I have Job back.
Job might be back by the end of the season.
Casey Mize. Troy Melton might play a role here.
Well, I imagine Troy Melton's in the rotation.
But it'd be good to get a starting pitcher that can be good next year. He's not going to be Scooble, but he's going to be good. But if you improve your everyday lineup and bring in a Duran, a player of that ilk, or Beatty and Angel Jimenez, the first name's Luis Angel, last name's Jimenez. Oh, sorry. Anyway, you bring those guys in, you help the lineup, and you get a good pitcher.
I think it's really unfortunate where the timing is right now because of the collective bargaining agreement, for one. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's really unfortunate is we're this close to seeing some of these prospects making it, and like, okay, are they good or not? And you don't know until you see it.
We want to envision a future with Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal in the field behind Tarik Skubal.
Exactly. So I can pencil one guy's the shortstop, the other guy's the center fielder. Bang. I don't need to look, talk about position redundancy here. And, I could look elsewhere and, where these guys are going to factor in. Is Max Anderson going to play third base for the Tigers or second base for the Tigers? What are they doing? Are they going to trade, one of these other players that they have? Are they going to trade Parker Meadows? Are they going to trade Colt Keith? Are they going to trade Spencer Torkelson? These are moves that they're going to consider this offseason because they have guys that they think are ready to come up. And also, if you're going to trade Tarik Skubal, you're bringing in more players that are going to want positions.
The skill set it takes for Scott Harris to take this coveted asset and make the Tigers better by moving him is one heck of a trick. It's very difficult to do. Sometimes, though, the team that brings in all of the young the draft capital and the young players for Herschel Walker sets themselves up for the future. And that's what I don't know if Harris can do this.
Because this team's already, I got it. Set yourself up for the future. It would make sense if this team was a bad team. It's not a bad team.
No, it's not a bad team.
It's a really good team.
And so how do you stay competitive on the field in 2026 and then in 2027 and 2028 going, God, I'm glad we got these guys.
Because they're really good in part because of Tarik Skubal.
Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.